So according to Rashi, there's l'cha'ira, no, the Gemara doesn't have to prove it from somewhere else. You'll have to forgive me, but I forgot to record the beginning of this year. I just pushed my recorder now, so the beginning of this year will not be online, just because I forgot, unless any of you were recording it on Zoom. I just didn't put, there's a way to record on Zoom also, I just didn't do that. Okay, so the Gemara learns, the third halacha is that it has to be b'nesias kapayim. Then Rabbi Yonason asks on that. He says, what do you mean? If you're learning from Parsha Shmini, so then it should only be Kayin Gadol, Rosh Chodesh, Avodas Tzibur, etc. So rather, right, Rabbi Yonason says that we learn from Hu Bon of Kol HaYomim, just like Aaron gave the bracha b'nesias kapayim, so also Kol HaYomim, and again, Iskish bracha l'sheiros. And again, we have the same hekesh, we equate bracha to avoda, which is the same type of point that I want to get back to in that we have number two. What else do we have as a kota varchu? What else are we learning? Let's just try to go through this quickly. What's number four? Someone, anyone. Right? Yes, Shem HaMeforash. Right? In other words, that we learn Kol Tavarachu, that you use the Shem HaMeforash. Last time we learned, which feels like ages ago, so last time we learned, we spoke about what exactly the Shem HaMeforash is, but somehow we learned from Kol Tavarachu that it has to be the Shem HaMeyucha, the Shem HaMeforash, etc. Then we have other halachos that we learn from Kol Tavarachu, or actually this other one is from Amar Lahem. More than Kol Tavarachu, what do we learn from Amar Lahem? The Gemara says that they give the bracha to everyone, to Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, right? We'll just say that means everyone. And then we have other halachas that we learn from Kol Tavarachu, which is Panim Keneged Panim, that we'll talk about next time. We learn in Yitzhak Hashem on Wednesday the fact that Duchening has to be panim keneged panim, that the tzibur has to face the kohanim, and the kohanim have to face the tzibur. And the other halacha is the din of kol ram, and it is completely useless that I write this down on the whiteboard, because my writing is not neat, but that's the basic idea. Okay, weiter. Now, yes, please. And I just have to see who's talking. Yeah. Oh, hi, Abigail. Let me... Okay, I just... Yeah, so I think the Gemara is like trying to flesh out... You're telling me that we derive this halacha from area X... Well, who says it means that? It could mean something completely different. Right? And once the Gemara is saying it could mean something completely different, so right, that sort of is... That's the Gemara's question. So those O'eno Ella is a way of saying, well, who says you're right? Did I answer your question or not really? Okay, fine. So the basic issue that emerges from this Gemara, the issue number two, I think, relates to the din of Kol Tavarachu in the sense of that the Kohanim have to give the bracha when they're standing, and either that is derived from the bracha on Har Gerizim Har Evo Elo Ya'amdu Levarech, or that is derived from the din of La'amod L'Shareis, from the relationship of Duchening to Avoda. That is the two possibilities that the Gemara has. Now, what this leaves open is an opportunity to get into a full discussion as to the relationship between Duchening and Avoda. What does Tosfos say? The end of Tosfos Diyuvei Maaseh Harei. Did any of you have a chance to do that Tosfos? So far, a few no's. Let's see. Anyone else? the Tosis Harei. It's like the end of that Tosis Harei. Take a look at the end of the Tosis Harei now. It's like Venira Lari. It's like three lines before the end of the Tosis. So what does Tosis say? That Venira Lari. Let's see, who should I... I'll give you another minute to look at it, then I'll call on one of you. Yes, Sarit. Just unmute yourself. Perek Beis of Zvachim, yeah? Right, so, in your own words, what's Tosis saying? Right, if you duchen when you're sitting down, you did not duchen, and you have to do it again. Right, that's basically what emerges from this Tosis. But the way Tosis says this is that only according to Rabbi Nosson is this true. Since we equate bracha to sheiros, so that's why we see that duchening has to be standing, and not just has to be standing, but the standing is me'akev. If the Kohen gives the bracha while sitting, that bracha does not work, the Kohen doesn't get the mitzvah, etc. That's what emerges from this Tosfos. The fact that he uses the language of lo asa v'lo klum instead of ma'akev, is that weird? That's what you're asking? Yes. The truth is, I'm not sure if it's so... I realize that, like, there's no one else in my room, so I don't need my headset. But I don't know if it's particularly weird. I think, if anything, it's like a stronger expression. To say lo asa v'lo klum really ma'akev sounds like it's a detail that's essential, but maybe you got some points. Maybe you got like half a mitzvah. Right, to say lo asa v'lo klum is much more extreme. I think Tosfos is making that point. But you get the impression from this Gemara, as understood by Tosfos, that at least according to Reb Nosson, you would not get any mitzvah points if you are sitting. That would mean that according to the Tanna Kamma, that we're learning from the bracha of Har Gerizim and Har Eval, so you would get the mitzvah if you duchen when you're sitting, no? That's the impression that you get from this Gemara. Now, what does the Gemara in Tainus say regarding the hekesh between duchening and avoda? Then, if you have a chance to look at that Gemara in Tainus. Okay, Abigail is shaking her head yes. So, since you're shaking your head yes, can I ask you to comment?
The Gemara in Tani basically brought in a hekesh from Nazir to Bracha Kohanim and said that a Nazir can't drink wine or something with a chet that I'm not remembering what the word
Chartzon.
Is.
Chartzon are like grape seeds or something. Okay.
So to a Kohen who's doing Bracha Kohanim can't do that. And then it said, wait, but we make the hekesh of Bracha Kohanim to Lamodu L'Sharit, and then we would learn that you can have chartzon, but you still can't drink wine.
Right.
And something about a balmum, and then we say, but that hekesh is only Durabana.
Well, in other words, if you're going to learn from Avoda, then a balmum can also not duchen. Right? Now, so the Gemara has two possibilities. How do you know that a drunk Kohen can't duchen? No? You all know this halacha because in most shuls on Simchas Torah, when do they duchen?
Shacharis.
Shacharis, right? Usually you duchen on a yontif only at Musaf. But on Simchas Torah, you duchen only at Shacharis. Why? Because the assumption is that the shul is going to have some sort of kiddush, and the kohanim will be, a little inebriated, and therefore the duchening on Simchas Torah is at Shacharis. Because you can't duchen when you're drunk. Now, how do I know you can't duchen when you're drunk? So the Gemara has two possibilities. Either we derive it from Nazir, or we derive it from Avoda. Right? That just like a Kohen can't do Avoda when he's drunk, so the Kohen can't duchen when he's drunk, because duchening's like Avoda. So Gemara says, well, you know, if you're learning from Nazir, then the Kohen should also not be able to eat grape seeds or grape leaves when he's about to duchen. That's not true. But if you learn from Avoda, so that we should say a Baal Mum can't duchen. A Baal Mum, a Kohen who has some blemish, is allowed to duchen. There's a special halacha that if a Kohen has a blemish on his hands, that the Kohen cannot duchen, just because the people will be staring at him. You know, the Kohen hands are like Star Trek, no? And that's what Kohen hands are? So if the Kohen has Mumim on his hands, he shouldn't duchen, because people will notice that. But any other mum, the Kohen is allowed to duchen. A Baal Mum is kosher. So you ask, but one sec, if you're learning from Avoda, Sarah, you raise your hand.
Why is that the case if you're not really supposed to be looking at their hands anyway? Like, why would a Baal Mum be, like, if you're not supposed to look, why is a Mum?
Yes, so you're not so, the Balei HaTosfos actually raised that question in Chagiga, right? You're not supposed to look at the hands anyway, so why is there a problem if it's a Baal Mum? So the answer probably is that we're worried that you might not be doing things properly. You're right. You're not supposed to be staring anyway. And Ochanami, the Shechina's on the Kohen's fingers when they're duchening, you shouldn't be staring anyway. But you might do it. You might look. And the Kohen Baal Mum, you will create a problem only if it's a mum on the hands. You're right, you're not supposed to look anyway. And the Chanami, that Tosis in Chagiga, Daf Yud Aleph, your base, have to find that Tosis. But Tosis raises that issue. Okay, but let's... So the Gemara says, in Tainis, that I have two possible sources why a drunk Kohen shouldn't duchen, either from Nazir or from Avoda. And the Gemara answers, well, we are making a kula both ways. We're learning from Nazir only wine, not Chartzon. We're learning from Avoda only wine, not Balmum. Because since it is a din derabbanan, apparently, the psukim are only an asmachta. It's not teaching me dinam deraisa. So maskun of the Gemara there in Tainis on Daf Chav Zayin is that since it's an asmachta, so therefore we go lahake on both directions. Ad kan divrei haGemara. It's you get an impression from this Gemara that the limud is not really based on a comparison to Avoda. There is no full-fledged comparison to Avoda that we have, right? The only comparison that we have to Avoda is going to be on the level of Dirabonon. That's what emerges from this Gemara. The Rambam, however, right? How do we say it? Judaism is a great religion and the Rambam was born? No? Isn't that the official line? So what does the Rambam say about this? Did anyone have a chance to look at this Rambam? Perek Tes Vav, Halacha Daled? Yeah, so if you didn't have a chance to look at the Rambam, you could look at the Rambam now. You guys have access to a Rambam? No?
You can put it on the feed for us.
I could try to... Can I put? I don't know how to put it up from my text. The Rambam.
You can screen share. If you have the... If you do on the bottom, it says screen share.
screen, and then click on, if you have it open already.
All right, 1 second. Oh. So I could take a picture of it or something? How do I?
I can also share my screen and get it.
Can you share your screen? Get it, yeah. The Rambam Perek Tesvav Halacha Aleph. Halacha Dalet, excuse me.
Rav Schwartz, do you mind unsharing your screen?
Yeah.
If you take down the whiteboard, then I can do it.
Okay. You got it now?
I'm going to try to do it.
It's like so cool.
Okay. 1 second. So you see Zoom, right?
I see Zoom. I'm viewing Sarah Engel's screen. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. I could have done that also, probably. So where's that Rambam Perek Tesvav?
Yeah,
there it is. Perek Tesvav Halacha Dalet. Right? So the Rambam writes, Hayayin Ketzad. You see it? Misha Shasa Revius Yayin Bevas Achas, Eno Noses Kapov, Ad she yosir es yeno me olav lefisha huksha bracha la avoda. Right? So the Rambam is very difficult. Because the Rambam is writing that since we equate bracha to avoda, that's why a kayin who is drunk can't do avoda. And that's why Kohen's drunk can't duchen. But that's not the maskun of the Gemara. Right? If anything, the maskun of the Gemara in Tainus is working against Reb Nosson. The Gemara in Tainus is saying that we don't really equate duchening to avoda. It's not a complete equation. It's only an asmachta midrabanan. Yet somehow the Rambam wakes up and he says, "Oh, right, it really is an equation." By the way, if the din of a kohen not duchening when the kohen is drunk is based on avoda, so then the halacha would be that if a kohen is drunk from anything, the kohen should not duchen. I don't want to educate you in things that you might not know, but there are other beverages out there on the planet besides wine that can make an individual inebriated, no? You might not know this. But there's something called Dvela Ki'ilas, the Gemara in Shavuos says. Dvela Ki'ilas is a type of fig that has fermented in its own juices. I'm sure that's what you were thinking, right? So Dvela Ki'ilas passes a kayin from Avoda. Can a kohen duchen when the kohen drank schnapps? So mahalacha, that's a machluk, is Magen Avraham and Taz, no? And then machlokas should depend on whether it's really based on a nazir type of idea. A nazir can only not drink wine. Nachon? There's no iser in a nazir having schnapps. But if it's based on avoda, so then you can't do avoda when you are... you can't do avoda when you are drunk from any beverage. It's machlokes Magen Avraham and Taz. By the way, it goes the opposite way also, no? I know in my shul, when I used to be a shul rabbi, so we did not have alcohol at our kiddush on Simchas Torah. We had grape juice. So someone asked, 1 second, if you only have grape juice, maybe the Kohanim should duchen at Musaf, no? Because you don't get drunk on grape juice. Correct? The answer is no. If I'm learning from Nazir, so then the Isser would apply to grape juice as well. But basically what we have is a very large issue that we are pondering based on the relationship between Duchening and Avoda. The Pashtus is that the Gemara in Tainus is telling me that the relationship to Avoda does not make it that a drunk kohen cannot duchen. It's not really based on the relationship to avoda. The Rambam's position, as we said, is difficult. Stamazoi. Did anyone have a chance to take a look at the Keren Ora? Did Tehila put this Keren Ora up on the sheet? Yeah, there it is. Okay, one second. Let me just move your pictures. I have to figure out how to move your pictures over. There it is. If I move your pictures, so now I can see the Karen Ora. So the Karen Ora has a suggestion where he argues that, you know what, duchening is more connected to standing versus sitting than it is, or the halacha of standing versus sitting is more of a din than the halacha of not being drunk, even, or, let me say it better, it's more likely to equate avoda to duchening insofar as the kohen has to be standing rather than equating avoda to duchening for the other dinim. Why is that? What does the Karen Ora say? I need someone to raise their hand.
The pasuk itself says lamod l'sharet, so there's more of like a direct link.
Exactly.
Of amida.
Right? So the Karen Ora is noting the dafka le'inyan amida hu demakshinan l'misharet, d'chsev la'amod l'sharet, l'sha'ar mili lo makshinan. Now this question is going to be a question that comes up in many other areas of duchening. Tosis on Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. Right? Did anyone have a chance to take a look at that Tosis on Lamed Tes? Tosis discusses, let's say a Kohen was Oved Avodah Zarah, or a Kohen murdered. Is the Kohen allowed to duchen? Now, with respect to Oved Avodah Zarah, again, you'll have to look at that Tosis, the way Tosis brings up a Gemara in Nachos, etc., about Kohanim who served the base Chanyo, which is, there was like a temple for Onias, O-N-I-A-S, that was like some Avodah Zarah, and Kohanim who served the base Chanyo, are they allowed to do Avoda in the Mikdash? Are they allowed to duchen? So that's a discussion the Tosim and Nachos that our Tosis references over here. So basically, let's just review what we have so far. We are in the middle of a conversation as to the relationship between Avoda and duchening. The Rambam seems to be much more extreme than everyone else. The Rambam uses the relationship between Avoda and duchening even with respect to drinking wine. The Pashtus is, our Gemara, is that the relationship between Avoda and Duchening is only insofar as standing, as opposed to sitting. And even that is only according to Reb Nosson, not according to the Chachomim. Yet for some reason, the Rambam, right, is Marchik Lechet, the Rambam uses this Hekesh for more. This is relevant. Last time, or I gave you a tshuva in the Noda Yehuda to look at. Noda Yehuda has a discussion about, let's say you have a Kohen who can't really lift his arms up. Right? To do Nesias Kapayim, we said, we pointed out from Rashi, Nesias Kapayim means to lift up your yad. The yad is the area probably above the elbow. A Kohen can't lift his arms. Is a Kohen allowed to duchen? So, the Noda Yehuda writes that since Tosfos says that Amida is Ma'akev, right, or as Abigail was Medayek from Tosis, not just Ma'akev, but Lo Asav Lo Klum, the Kayan Duchens while sitting, it's not Duchening. So now the Yehuda says, you're going to see from here also that if a Kohen has his hands down, right, the Kohen can't Duchen. And even if the Kohen can hold his hands up by having some sort of contraption that holds his hands into place, so that the hands are up that way, that's not good. Because just like with respect to standing, the Gemara in Zvachim says that smicha is not ka'amida. Smicha does not mean rabbinic ordination in this context. Smicha means leaning on something. In a situation where you have to stand, if you're leaning, is that halachically standing or not? So the Noda Yehuda says, well, just like smicha, just like leaning on something, is not considered standing lahalacha, and you're not yotzei duchening if you sit, and you're not yotzei duchening if you're leaning, so also if your hands are leaning, so you're not yotzei at all. If your hands are being supported. And I think we could point out from our Gemara that this is not really correct, no? Because the Gemara, with respect to Nesias Kapayim, is not invoking the halacha of the Hekesh to Avoda. The Hekesh that the Gemara mentions to Avoda is only said by Amida, and even that only according to Rabbi Nassan. So it's the Noda Yehuda's approach, again, in that Shuva, Simin Hay, the Noda Yehuda, that approach is somewhat difficult. Yes, Ms. Siegel, but please unmute yourself.
Also say that the Kohen Gadol doesn't really do a full Nesiat Kapayim because of its sit. So wouldn't that also give room to say that, like, somebody who couldn't fully lift their arms would still be Yotzei?
That's interesting. In other words, the Kohen Gadol can't lift his hands above the tzitz. The other Kohanim can. Does that mean the Kohen Gadol doesn't have Nesias Kapayim? He is lifting his hands, just he can't lift it as high. I don't know if we could prove anything from there, but my computer told me that Abigail Rocklin just raised her hand. Abigail Rocklin, how are you?
Isn't it strange that the word is Nesiat Kapayim and not Nesiat Yadayim? Like, the Yad, a Kaf Dafka is a palm.
Right, so the Kaf is the palm, right? And it seems like Vayisa Aharon et Yadav. Aharon lifts his hands, right? That's what the Pasuk says. It doesn't say the Kaf.
So we call it Nesiat Kapayim, but really it's Nesiat Yadayim.
But that's what Rashi writes. The first Rashi in the Gemara is Nesias Kapayim, Zakt Rashi, Sheyag Biyu es Yadayim. Right? Again, there is a different halacha, by the way, in Hilchas Tefillah, that when a person is davening and the person really needs something, so a person should hold his hand this way, like to receive. The Kaihanim are giving, they're not taking. But still, the Lashon of Nesias Kapayim, if a Kohen just go like this, is that considered Nesias Kapayim? Your hands are the way they usually are. They're not elevated. Hands in the regular place, or the yad. Yad being the area from the elbow all the way down to the fingers is where it normally is. Just you have your palms up. That lachar is not called Nesias Kapayim. The Lashon Kapayim is Lav Dafka. It really means Yadayim more than Kapayim.
Also interesting that nowadays we use them interchangeably.
In modern Hebrew, we use Yadayim and Kapayim
interchangeably. No, we use Nesiat Kapayim to mean Bracha Kohanim, but really, Amida is more fundamental to Bracha Kohanim than Nesiat Kapayim.
Correct. In other words, at least the way Tosis is saying it, Amida would see, or it, with respect to the Hekesh to Duchening, Amida is more essential. Absolutely. Again, there is much more to say on these sugyas, but maybe we should break now, just because I'm supposed to be giving another shiur in like 3 minutes, according to my calculations. So,
thank you.
Thank you for coming, and everyone should just be safe.
Thank you.
I'm mamish scared. I don't know why, but we should all be safe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just give us brachos. Everything should go well. Okay, Sarah Engel, do you mind just, like, shutting down your screen? Okay, thank you, everybody. Kol Tov. I'm going to end this meeting. Yeah.